Next to Spain, where it's been announced that the country's former King Juan Carlos has left the country. It comes weeks after he was linked to an inquiry into alleged corruption. Well, we're joined now from Spain by reporter Alyssa McMurtry. Alyssa, good afternoon. What's this all about? Why has the former king left the country?
Hi, I would say that this is really a scandal-stricken father separating himself from his son, who is the current king of Spain, Felipe VI. This latest batch of scandals started back in March when The Telegraph broke a story saying that there was a 65 million euro bank account that received donations from the Saudi government linked to both the current and former king. As soon as that happened, Felipe VI, his son, renounced his entire inheritance, totally separating himself, and cut off his father from almost €200,000 a year annual stipend. And then there have been more investigations, more accusations about kickback schemes related to Saudi Arabia. They're investigating this in Spain now. They're looking into some similar close associates in Switzerland as well. So it's getting difficult.
Yes, so there's quite a trail there. And former King Juan Carlos, he announced his departure in a letter to his son, which was made public, his son King Felipe, saying that there were repercussions that certain past events in his life were generating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that comes from this, and also this scandal is also related to his supposed mistress, who has apparently received millions and millions, tens of millions of euros in gifts from him. So she's also facing some investigations herself in Switzerland, is going to have to testify in Spain on another related trial here. So I think that's what he's referring to a little bit about his private life.
Does anyone know where he is?
Spanish media are speculating that he is in the Dominican Republic without his wife, for maybe obvious reasons.
Okay, and what about King Felipe then? Has he done enough to distance himself from his father? And is he in the clear, I suppose, in the public mind in all of this?
So he said yesterday that he respected and actually was grateful for his father's decision to leave the country because, yeah, he's trying to back away enough. He cut off his inheritance. He cut off his father. Some politicians are very supportive of Felipe, but other ones, especially in the far left and in the nationalist realms of Spain, are calling for a referendum on the monarchy now or an abdication directly of Felipe. So we'll see where it all goes.
Very interesting times ahead. Alyssa McMurtry in Spain, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at 1.